Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Junks. We're live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, go to cropmetcalf.com. Join their team today. Right now, we are joined on the BetQL guest hotline by our pal Dave Richard, fantasy football guru for CBS Sports. Give him a follow on Twitter if you're not already, at Dave Richard. Dave, good morning.
Gentlemen, good morning. We are at that point in the season where if your fantasy team really, really sucks, you've got to do something about it. And if you don't do anything about it, it's going to be too late really soon. Once you get six losses, I think it's over. I think it's kind of just done.
Yeah,
for you.
I'm right on that precipice in my most important league, Dave, and it's tilting, okay. Super tilting.
Dave, who's the hot guy this week? Like the hottest guy everyone's picking up?
The hottest guy that everybody's picking up is D'Ernest Johnson. Yep. I mean, there's a couple. There isn't just one, as usual. It's but crazy. D'Ernest Johnson, with the opportunity that he's got against Denver tonight, I think people are racing to pick him up and potentially start him as a low-end number two fantasy running back. He's not really a great talent. I don't think that we're going to look at him and say, wow, what has he been doing on the Browns bench all these years? But it's an opportunity, and fantasy football is all about how many touches you get. Mm-hmm. And he should get 15 of them, and he does a good job following his blocks. And that's probably the nicest things I could possibly say.
Well,
about
it's Dave, it's bye week hell paired with volume and opportunity. Because I mean, so many superstars sidelined in week 7.
I mean, in one league, I have Josh Allen, Justin Jefferson, Mike Williams all on bye, just killing me.
Yeah, my son's got a league where he's got Justin Herbert on bye, Dalvin Cook, like Steelers receivers. He had to cut Chase Claypool because he needed to make room. So it's bye week hell. There's six teams on bye. And then of the remaining, 26 teams that are playing this week, probably half of them have a running back that's hurt right now. So it's just an absolute nightmare for everybody out there, which is why, that's why I said there's more than just one hot name. I actually love the way Devontae Freeman ran for the Ravens. And if the Ravens are going off of film for how they're going to use their running backs moving forward, don't be shocked if Freeman gets half of their snaps starting this week against Cincinnati, especially if Latavius Murray is out and that Tyson Williams does get back into the mix to a degree in that backfield. Those are the two running backs I think were just absolutely gobbled up off the waiver wire over the last 2 days, were D'Ernest Johnson and Devontae Freeman.
All right, so in one league, I've got Kamara in my flex because I've got all those receivers on bye. So I need two out of these three for running backs. Hubbard, Sanders, and Khalil Herbert.
Did you call him Hubbard?
Yeah, because it's Chuba, so I call him Hubbard.
His name is confusing. It should be Chuba Hubbard.
I call him Chuba Hubbard because it should be Chuba, but it's Chuba.
Right. I was about to say, did your mom read you Old Mother Hubbard? You were a little lurch. Look, I think Hubbard is your best bet, and Sanders is your best bet. And I'm just a little worried about Khalil Herbert stepping up into this role against Tampa Bay. He looked great last week. Look at who he played. It was an easy matchup for the Bears to just run the football. It's the exact opposite this week. And Sanders is one of my favorite buy lows. In fact, I would tell anybody who's at that precipice of six losses,
yeah,
to try and get Miles Sanders cheaply in a trade. The Eagles have talked about running the ball a little bit more. It's obvious that they need to make some changes to their offense. They can't have it all run through Jalen Hurts and his arm. That hasn't worked out so well. That offensive line's getting healthier. Their schedule for the next 3 weeks is great. So try and trade for Miles Sanders, an unsuspecting fantasy manager who's tired of Sanders getting like 10 touches a game. We'll probably give him up for next to nothing.
Dave, do you know Lurch's favorite golfer?
Let's hear it.
Bubba Watson.
Yeah, this is a guy. Bubba. Loves him.
All right, let's hit the phones here.
All right.
I'm sure I'll come up with another question in a second.
Let's go to our guy, Pastor Jacques, leading off. Jacques, how you doing, buddy?
Hanging in there, boys. Hanging in there. And thank you, as always, for punching me up. I love this segment. It's employment radio for all of us fantasy degenerates. But
nice.
The energy and humor you guys bring every week makes me laugh. It's pretty awesome. So
thank you, buddy. Thank you.
But my question, Dave, in half PPR, who do I play? De'Ernest Johnson or Antonio Brown? And normally I just roll with Brown. He's been having a good season, but he's nursing an ankle injury. And so I'm wondering if Johnson's the wiser play this week.
Could you imagine a world where I tell you to start De'Ernest Johnson over Antonio Brown? Here's the only way it happens. Here's the only way, Pastor Sean, is if Antonio Brown misses practice again today, and there's no report saying, don't worry about it, he'll practice Friday, absent that, and you literally have no other option to start in the flex. If it comes to that, where it's either De'Ernest Johnson or a possible zero, then you take Johnson. Otherwise, right, just stick with Antonio Brown. He should go off and make everybody that's got Chris Godwin on their fantasy teams wonder what the hell's going on.
I love it.
All right. Thank you, John. Appreciate it, buddy.
Hey, Dave, can you soothe the fears of our producer, Matt Valdez? He's very worried about starting Gibby in Green Bay this weekend.
I missed what
Gibson.
Antonio Gibson.
Yeah, is Gibson going to go?
Is Gibson going to go?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And that makes for another interesting waiver wire ad that people should stash right now, and that's Jarrett Patterson of the football team. We know that J.D. McKissick is obviously going to get more work. He's been their passing downs guy. You guys know the deal with Gibson. He was playing with a stress fracture in his shin, and then he hurt and left the game twice last week. He didn't come back after the second time, obviously. Came into play. Yeah. I remember liking what I saw Patterson in the season. It does not mean...
All right, put him on hold. Put him on hold.
We got to get a better connection.
We'll reestablish the connection there. I think EB was having like a hamstring or
my
cramp,
hamstring
cramp
up
issue.
In the middle of that.
EB's now doubtful for the rest of the show.
Got to get your stretch on.
I can't go home, Cakes? Yeah,
bring the cart. You're at least questionable. You're heading towards doubtful.
Hydrating? Do you ride your bike?
I didn't yesterday, no.
Valdez, is Latavius Murray definitely out this week?
I know he hasn't practiced.
Okay.
I believe he has a questionable tag.
So that's why Dave loves Freeman.
Right. And Freeman's actually been pretty explosive, too.
Yeah.
And I think he's a better pass-catching back.
Because I've got Ramondre Stevenson and I've got Freeman.
Right.
So, Dave, based on what he just said, I think he would like me to play Freeman
probably
over Stevenson.
Freeman. Yeah. I would guess Freeman in a game with the Bengals where the total, I want to say, is near 50. I'll have to look at that.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
You should see this lineup that I have going because I'm in bye week hell too.
Right.
I mean, I'm playing backups to backups.
Right. I mean, look, it's what you have to do. You have to scramble when six teams are on bye. You just do.
Drabby, what's the story? Is he just in a tough spot in a weird place, or it's just
he's
unusual?
Trying to call me out from his landline.
Oh. He has a landline. Pretty good.
Not usually.
I haven't had a landline in usually 3 years,
he
4 years.
Me to call so.
Yeah. All right.
I forget, what did Dave do before he was able to monetize fantasy football?
It's a great question. I think I might have known at one point, but I've clearly forgotten. I mean, we can ask him. Not sure what he was doing.
He was never like a poker dealer or anything.
I remember we used to have a guy.
He does like flops.
Was his name Craig Davis?
Yeah.
He used to be our fantasy guy for a couple years. And I remember he had a Joe job.
Yeah, correct.
And then he started kind of becoming a fantasy guy. Mm-hmm. But clearly Dave has figured out a way to monetize
That's
it.
That's right. He's living the dream.
He's got his shows on daily. And Dave is back with us. Hey, Dave, I was speculating. I don't know if you heard on the line. When did you first monetize your fantasy football expertise? And what was your job before that?
My fantasy football expertise was technically monetized the first time in 2005. when CBS hired me to do fantasy football analysis after I was doing a bunch of jobs, including fantasy football analysis for NFL.com.
Okay.
Now, before that job, I was a columnist for a pro wrestling website.
Wow.
Very good. Is that your first professional?
Hence the Hulk Hogan intro.
Is that like your first post-college gig?
Yeah, my first official post-college gig, the one that really counts, is working for a site called WrestleLine.com, which was under the CBS Sports umbrella.
Wow.
There's a very long, very fun story that goes along with that we just don't have time for right now. But
are you still a wrestling mark to this day?
I watch a little bit of AEW. That's about it. I will dabble in AEW.
That's the number two league.
It is? Oh, okay.
Yeah. WWE really has lost my interest for the last 3 years.
Oh, wow. He pays attention. He definitely pays attention.
He does pay attention.
All right, let's go to John in Bristow. John, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, guys. Love you, Junks.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye week injury hell. Ekeler and Edwards-Helaire are my starting running backs. You may have answered one of my questions. I need two of these three. Miles Sanders, D'Ernest Johnson, and Devontae Booker.
Yeah, you're sitting D'Ernest Johnson. Like, I feel like D'Ernest Johnson needs to be put in front of a piece of glass, and it says on the glass, do not break unless an emergency. And then you just shatter that thing, Stone Cold Steve Austin style.
I've shattered it. It's shattered.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you put D'Ernest Johnson back into your lineup. The problem is that you're not going to be able to make the call. You're going to have to use him by tonight, obviously.
Yeah.
But that's the deal, is that if you need a running back this week who's going to give you 15 touches, Johnson will give you that.
Let's go to Randall, Mechanicsville. Randall, you're on with Dave.
Hey, morning, Zach. Morning, Dave.
What's up?
So I got a little bit of a different question for you. I called in last week, and Lurch was amazed by it. I have Kyler Murray and Justin Herbert.
Mm-hmm.
And I need – give me an idea when it comes to – I need a running back. Give me an idea of what kind of running back I should be able to get for Kyler Murray in a keeper league, fourth rounder.
Okay. So I do this thing on CBS Sports called a trade chart each week. It provides a value for every player that's worth a damn in fantasy football. You can go to the chart and see what a comparable value is. So, for example, in a one-quarterback league, the value for Justin Herbert among running backs, and remember, this is just redraft, it's somewhere around Antonio Gibson, Kareem Hunt, maybe Cordero Patterson, somewhere in that range. If you're talking about a keeper league where you're trying to win now, if you can get Cordero Patterson and maybe something else, I would take that deal because Patterson's just been playing so well, and you can use him as a running back. If you're trying to trade him off for, like, a long-term guy, yeah, I'd love to tell you that Gibson's that guy, but we just don't know what's going to end up happening with his health, with his future with Washington. In that type of case, I would tell you, put a running back with Justin Herbert and go after somebody like DeAndre Swift. Or maybe if it's a good running back, go after somebody like Saquon Barkley or Nick Chubb, someone who's going to be good for a long time, hopefully, fingers crossed.
All right, good luck, Randall.
Okay.
Thanks, Randall.
For the call.
Thank you.
Speed round time. No small talk. One question only. No trade questions. No dumb questions allowed. Dave's decision is final. Use the player's full name if he has a common name like Smith, Williams, Davis, or Jones. No Bluetooth. No speakerphones. People know how it works.
All right. You said no stupid questions.
No stupid questions are allowed.
All right,
let's go to Scott. Speed round, go.
Need one. Wentz, Tua, Tannehill. This is Matt Valdez.
Tua.
So stupid. Tua. Heather Dumfries, go.
Jake hates to hear that. He hates Tua.
PPR league, I need to play two. Antonio Gibson, J.D. McKissick, Damian Harris, Javonte Williams, or pick up Freeman or Johnson.
I think you should go with Javonte Williams, and if it's a PPR league, McKissick is probably your next best bet.
See you later, Mike.
Go to James, Clearwater, Florida.
Look at that.
Speed round, go.
Half-point PPR, three-receiver league. Van Jefferson or one of the bums off the free agent wire like Pascal Gage or Cobb?
I don't know all the bums that are on your waiver wire, so you might as well roll with the receiver playing against the Lions, and that's Van Jefferson.
Go to Nick, Vienna, speed round, go.
Half-point PPR, Devonta Smith, Jacoby Myers.
I would go with Smith over Myers.
Dale City, go.
He's doing a bit.
Go.
PPR flex, pick two, Sanders, Williams, Smith, Harris, Brown, or Johnson.
He's doing better than all common names.
All right,
you're gone.
See ya. See you later. Just a waste. Just a waste of life.
It kind of made me laugh, though.
Jake,
you laugh speed
round go.
I do laugh a lot.
Half point PPR, Michael Pittman or J.D. McKissick?
I would probably lean toward McKissick.
Yeah. Mo, speed round, go.
Half point PPR, A.J. Green or Waddle?
Waddle.
Kyle, speed round, go.
Half point PPR, need two. Tim Patrick, Corey Davis, Tyler Boyd, Devontae Smith.
The first one and the last one.
Tyler, speed
Patrick
round.
And there's no way you remembered that.
Go.
Patrick and Smith.
Okay.
Need a quarterback, Tannehill, Ryan, Darnold, or Winston.
You could have stopped after Ryan.
Kathy, speed round, go.
PPR, Josh Jacobs or Chuba Hubbard?
I would go with Chuba Hubbard.
Hubbard. He's changed his name. He changed the pronunciation.
Chris, speed round, go.
PPR, Ruggs or Renfro?
Renfro is safer. Ruggs, but Ruggs is more fun. Let's go with Ruggs.
Yeah. I got Ruggs in a league, too.
And let's go to our guy, John DePompa. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. Back to playing the hits here. I'm in a PPD league, points per droop. What's droopier, EB's power lines, Dan Snyder's Dockers, or Robert Bodie's left foot?
What do you think? Clearly Bodie's foot.
Bodie's foot, yeah, clearly.
I think it's not even close.
The Goo-Gook?
The Goo-Gook.
Right. Dave, good luck. Good Thank luck you. In your leagues.
Good luck in your leagues, guys. Let's avoid that sixth loss. Yeah, 2-5 sounds really good right now for some of us.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate
Later.
It. All right.
That was Dave Richard. Follow him on Twitter, @DaveRichard. When we come back, EB is going to entertain the masses with the entertainment page next here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Kind of been snoozing on the fact that we have some good prizes to give away later in the show. We have two pairs of tickets to the Wizards home opener against the Pacers at Capital One Arena Friday, which is tomorrow. So we'll play for those late in the show. I want to say around 9:40, 9:45-ish. So keep listening for your chance to win those tickets. But right now it's time for the EP, brought to you by our friends at Wave Soda, which we love. It's super simple, just bubbly water. Splash of real juice, little bit of caffeine. It's unsweetened. There's no stevia, zero artificial sweeteners, just a clean finish. 2 to 6 grams of sugar, 15 to 25 calories per can. Enter our code Junkies for 15% off at wavesoda.com.
Correct.
All right. I got to bring this up right at the top because it's cracking me up. So this is dating us big time.
Okay.
But in 1981, do you know what one of the top songs?
Ooh, I love this.
Was.
Going way back. I need a hint.
It was number one on the Billboard charts in November of 1981. It stayed there for 10 weeks.
So we were 11 Billboard years chart. Old.
It was a female artist.
Oh, Betty Davis Eyes. Tim Carnes.
No. No. I have a different.
So wait a second. I thought I had nailed it.
No, but that was in that realm, in that era-ish. But
my initial read was Cindy.
It's Poppy.
Was Cindy Lauper, but that's too
she's
early.
Later.
Too
she's
early.
Later. Yeah. No, it's Poppy.
Madonna?
No.
Madonna's too early. She was like 1984. She kind of hit big.
She was. She acted in movies, I think. Right? I think so.
She was an actress, and she had a huge song.
You know what? I could be wrong. I think she was maybe in Greece.
Oh, Olivia Newton-John.
Let's get physical.
Let's get physical.
Smashola.
So I can't believe this.
By the way, I just want to give myself props.
Because it was the same era?
I just wikied Billboard year-end Hot 100 Singles of 81.
Yeah.
Betty Davis Eyes is number one.
That's a great tune.
They're good. Silly. Hey, I thought I nailed it. You were a college DJ.
Listen.
Yeah, not 98
to 1. Kim Carnes?
Yeah.
Kim Carnes, silly.
Yeah.
So I guess she was 33 about, because she's 73 now. It's the 40th anniversary of the song, right?
Yeah.
Again, when it hit number one. She says that when she recorded this song, Let's Get Physical, whatever.
She was getting pwned?
No. She thought it was just the only, she didn't understand the double meaning. She thought it was just about exercise.
Just working out?
She had no idea that everybody was thinking about it in a sexual way.
About pwning.
Yeah. Play this a little louder. I know, Feldies, you don't like
this. This song does not hold up.
So popular, though. It was so popular.
So popular. It was number one for 10
and
weeks.
And the video mauled.
It's definitely
love aerobics
catchy.
Videos.
Well, she was just hot.
I know.
She's hot. She's wearing like a leotard.
Travis, can you believe this? That she didn't know the song had like this double entendre, you know, this double meaning.
I don't know if I buy that.
Yeah,
I mean like
she said, she had no idea. She's just like an innocent girl. And in the video, I think she's wearing like
a leotard.
Yeah,
and like leg warmers.
Yeah.
How did you gain all the weight?
So anyway, I just saw that.
Valdez, can you just play my song, Kim Carnes, Betty Davis Eyes?
Oh, it's a great song.
Tomorrow we may have a theme.
Like 20 seconds of it.
We have a theme musical show tomorrow.
I told Valdez to run with the theme.
Ooh, I like themes.
I mentioned it to you before.
Now I'm scanning my brain trying to think. Wait a second. I'm trying to track it in my just alcohol riddled brain.
There's a theme.
I can't think
to tomorrow's.
There's your clue. Slashing four fingers at me. I don't know. I don't know the theme.
What's
I
the theme? Dude, your short-term memory is terrible.
Lou Graham.
Oh, Foreigner.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, now you gave it away.
Who cares?
Hey, Drabby.
This is a great song.
Drabby, have you ever heard this song before?
Yeah. This is a great song.
What is this one?
This is Betty Davis Eyes.
Betty Davis Eyes.
Nope. This one's much better than
you haven't heard
physical.
This? Oh, yeah. This is much better.
But remember, Drab hates music.
This one holds up, I think.
Let's Get Physical.
Her voice is sexy.
Kim Carnes? Kind of raspy.
Yeah.
Definitely raspy.
I wonder if she's still alive.
I can't think of anything
really
she's
never
done
heard this?
Other than this, but this song was a smash hit.
This song is silly.
Is there some sort of double entendre meeting to Betty Davis Eyes?
I don't even know what Betty Davis Eyes means.
Well, I assume Betty Davis had beautiful eyes. That's my assumption.
That's the only thing I would right. But I don't know what they look like. I don't know if they're blue, green. Well,
yeah, because I only saw them black and white, probably.
I don't even know who Betty Davis is.
I don't know who Betty Davis is either.
She could walk in here right now, 120 yeah. years old.
If you tell me she's an actress, then I believe you. But I don't know
but
who she
again,
is.
Again, she was in black and white, so I wouldn't be able to tell.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, there also was a singer, Betty Davis, apparently.
All right, maybe that was her then.
Yeah, I have no clue. All right,
she was an American actress and singer.
So, Cakes.
Yes.
Kate Beckinsale. I've talked about her before, right? Because she's this famous actress. And I only know her from the tabloids and all her boy toys.
Right.
And I think at one point she was dating Davidson.
Wait, you don't know her from Underworld? Where I believe she plays like a vampire. You don't know her from that?
I don't know her from any movie. I've never seen her act ever.
Oh,
if I have, I
just Here's a movie that you would probably like that she acted in relatively recently. Contraband with Mark Wahlberg. Hey, man, we're smuggling stuff on ships, man. And my wife's getting beaten up and almost killed by Ben Foster, man. That's my Pablo Francisco.
Yes, that's your Pablo.
Right.
Yeah.
It sounds pretty good. It sounds like the guy that sold the newspaper ads. He donked himself off. That guy.
Tiny little ads from a small apartment. You place them in a bunch of newspapers, and you make millions. And I'm a scam artist.
Right.
Is that Dave Del Dotto?
No, it's a different guy.
Dave Del Dotto was a real estate guy.
That guy
I bought his package.
That guy offed himself.
Who's the guy you're talking about?
I don't remember his
name. He did those commercials.
Just start with one tiny ad. Yeah. You put it in a bunch of newspapers.
He just lied.
Yeah.
and send me your money.
By the way, Kate Beckinsale.
What's their most famous role?
I don't know, but she was in Serendipity.
With John Cusack.
With John Cusack. She was very hot.
Yeah, she's hot. There's no doubt about it.
She's been in a bunch of movies.
Yeah, I know. I just don't know her. I mean, I know her because I've seen her like with Pete Davidson making out at like a Knicks game.
Right. She's a hot Brit.
Right.
Yeah, correct.
She apparently has some sort of staggering IQ. Her IQ allegedly is 152.
Hmm. Okay.
If so, the average person, I don't know how it works, but if the average person's IQ is 100, right?
Yeah.
Does that mean like...
Well, she went to Oxford.
I mean, how much smarter is she than the average?
She loves Ole Miss,
and she's not. Yeah, and it's not. She's not a crabber. Right. Not that Oxford.
Yeah, not so Oxford, they say genius levels is allegedly over 140.
Okay,
so she's 152.
So she pulls
she's a legit
geniuses.
Genius.
She laughs at geniuses.
Yeah. But what is she? She's what's the bigger genius. Gap? Her intelligence versus the average person. Or her looks versus the average person.
I would say
the looks gap is probably bigger.
She might be like the second coming.
Is she
she's so hot and so smart.
Is she 50?
Just blessed.
Yeah.
48. Right.
She's 48. So hot for 48.
God said, I'm going to make a silly person.
Right. She might be the silliest. She's a smoke show and she's a genius.
Yeah. I have no idea. Look what I can do.
Yeah. I have no idea what my IQ is. But I know I can't be a genius because every time I go to one of those places that has the triangle and the pegs.
What are you going to?
Yo, that's a Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel. Anytime I see that thing.
You can't conquer it.
I mean, I'll always leave three or four pegs.
You can't do the Rubik's Cube.
No,
I've solved it a couple times, but
Rubik's
I never Cube. Figured out the formula, so I've just stumbled onto it a couple times.
I can barely get one line in the Rubik's Cube.
If you put $1 billion on a pallet and said, hey, stupid. Get one side of the Rubik's Cube. I would just be doing this in perpetuity. Like, what? To get one side.
That was my one claim to fame. But anyway. All
right. What else you got?
So let me see here. R. Kelly has been placed on suicide watch after being given a new trial date for his federal case in Chicago. Remember, he was convicted of sex trafficking in New York. And he's still got a second trial in Chicago on child porn charges.
But he's scrambling for the drops. I can tell.
Which one is he looking for?
Those are great drops.
So no one's going to feel sorry for R. Kelly.
No.
Dr. Dre apparently was attending his grandmother's funeral.
I just don't want to believe the truth.
When he was served with divorce papers at the cemetery.
You've been served.
You think he was happy about that?
Probably not.
No.
Bickle was overserved last night for the PenFed.
I had two drinks.
Did I miss that?
Drab said
Eric was a little tipsy.
Yeah, he was a little under the influence. That's all right.
Yeah, I was trying.
He was at the fire pit. It was happy hour at the fire pit.
And he was joining on your internet.
He was joining on my internet.
And then he
froze up
out.
Like eight times.
You didn't get to see Lurch's impressions of you.
Yeah.
My.
Here, let me show me an impression, Jason, that you did.
Mouth wide.
Hey, you had the same thing. You were.
Okay, but I moved inside. My internet inside is baldy. Fire pit internet's poopy.
What happened to me is I was hotspotting my phone.
You had a lukewarm spot.
My phone died. Right. So then I just checked out. All right. There's a Florida porn star. I mean, I use the term porn star liberally because anybody that's ever been in a porno is considered a star.
Even Bucky?
Yeah, Bucky's a porn star.
Not a star. I heard he needed some help.
I think this girl that you're talking about has been in 31 movies.
31 films. So is that
seems like a lot.
I'm going to Google her right
seems
now.
Seems like a lot. So she probably did it in like 2 weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
She went on a spree.
Exactly. Like, did they say, who's the famous one that Al-Qaeda wanted to kill?
Mia Khalifa.
Mia Khalifa. Yeah. Didn't she do
Or
like,
a junk's guest.
Didn't she do like 50 of them in yes. like
Well, you know what they do weeks. Is they have all these porn wannabes. They fly them down to Florida. They put them in some rancher. And they have sex for 2 weeks straight. then boom, they have about 2 years worth of content.
They welcome them to Brazzers Boulevard
yeah.
for a short stay.
Right.
I love the expertise. Because you watched like the documentary on
Yeah,
HBO.
I watched the documentary about it.
Hey, Cakes, can you look at this filter? Look how good the filter is here at Odyssey. You think it's any good?
Yeah, the Odyssey filter is taking the day off.
Yeah.
Or the week off.
I might have to take the rest of the show off.
They have to.
So, yeah, I don't reckon. I've never seen her before.
What's her name?
Her name is Aubrey Gold. Her real name is Lauren Wombles. That actually was a pretty good porn
name. No, it's not. Aubrey Gold is way
better. Aubrey Gold's better.
You can't be in porn and your name's Wombles.
Wombles? No. I don't like
it. It's a horrible name.
Wombles. But apparently she's been... What? She's been sentenced to 10 years in prison, okay, for her role in connection to a murder of a 51-year-old man in Florida. It sounded like she was with a bunch of other dudes, her then boyfriend.
How does that get through?
It was too easy.
How does that get through?
No, it didn't get through.
Nothing explicit.
You
there.
Lead the league in dumper rooties.
It's unbelievable.
Looks like she does some casting videos.
Yeah, I noticed that. I might have to check that out. Real quick,
Gwyneth, does she get cast?
and massage.
Yeah. Right.
Sean Watson watching that guy.
Gwyneth Paltrow is in the news. Apparently, she told a story recently. You know, she's famous for her Goop website with her overpriced vagina candles.
We know it very
and
well.
Well, apparently, her 15-year-old son came to her and said, you know, initially he was very embarrassed that his mother sells sex toys.
Right.
Kind of for a living.
Sure.
By the way, she sells her sex toys range in price from $79.
Okay. That's your starter set.
You know, something you get at CVS for probably $12.
Right.
Are you ready for this? $1,200 for a gold wand that's wrapped in 24-karat gold. So if you want your girlfriend or your wife to go to town and really have fun with it, you get her a 24-karat gold one, gig. So don't you get that for Amy.
Okay, I will keep that in mind.
Will you buy that for Amy for her?
No.
For Christmas?
No,
with your
not.
Bitcoin profits?
I will not put that in her stocking for Christmas.
But her son said, you know, I was initially embarrassed that my mom is selling, sex toys, but he said, you're actually making people feel not embarrassed to buy something of that nature, and so he thinks it's great.
Ah.
So he actually gives his approval.
What do you think about the Goop Lab on Netflix? So they're supposedly having this kind of this tutorial to teach you how to have a finish without touching.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Hands-free?
Hands-free. Kind of intriguing.
Are you sized?
I would say it's probably impossible.
But I mean, are you sized for that?
You know,
like to try it.
Oh, he would try it.
I would definitely try it.
You try it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it's for guys.
It's for girls.
Oh, it's for the ladies.
Yeah.
It's Goop. It's targeted to the women.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like laying there and like envisioning.
Well, see, like
the
a
big
girl could
o
probably
and,
do that.
Yeah, I don't think impossible for a guy.
I need some
like meditation.
Full on impossible.
Yeah.
Meditation. I'm just going to fall asleep.
Yeah, I know. That's called a nap.
Yeah, come on.
That usually happens after the O.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You can say all that. I can't say what I said.
No, it's an
outrage.
It's very random.
It's a full-on outrage.
It's very random. All right, there you go, Cakes. I entertained you.
You did, yes. Coming up at 9 o'clock, Jason Locke and Fora will entertain everybody. We'll go around the NFL with the Odyssey Insider coming up at 9 a.m.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you
you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Lots still to get to on the show today. Jason LaCafora joins us in about 15 minutes at 9 a.m. And Ryan Zimmerman from the Washington Nationals is on the show at 9:25. And yes, it's now in my head to try not to put my paper in front of my camera when I'm doing reads off the read sheet.
Yeah, see?
My go-to is to do this. So now I'm doing this and keeping it over here.
Is it tilting you?
No, it's fine. I can adapt.
You have to adjust.
I'm an adaptable person.
Potential Emmy Award-winning TV show went a few shows where Cakes had the paper over his camera entire segments.
Yeah,
so you saw three junkies and a white sheet of paper.
You know what? It's part of the charm, JP.
Right.
It's
part of the charm. That is the charm.
It's part of the charm of the
Maybe
show.
Maybe that's the reel we should send in to the... whoever decides on the local Emmys.
Yes, that's what we should say.
The problem with the local Emmys thing, the problem is you have to pay. Not only do you have to submit yourself,
you
have to pay like a fee.
You got to put it on the line.
Yeah. I mean, we wouldn't do it. We would demand NBC do it, but
right. You
know, they would balk, I'm sure.
So I wanted to bring up something that can relate to the Washington football team. I read this article yesterday, and it had to do with how the game has changed in the NFL, and they leaned on actually a lot of statistics from Pro Football Focus. And two jumped out at me. One had to do with late game situations, final 2 minutes in games that are within a score. And what they saw was that over the years, the percentages have doubled in the 2 minute drill in terms of success. And then when you look at passing rates with three or more wideouts on the field,
mm-hmm.
running three receiver sets. The passer rating in 2006, 15 years ago, was 81.
You mean
mediocre passing rate?
Old
school passer rating.
Right. QB rating.
Now it is 95.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're seeing is just a lot more success with three receivers and in those 2 minute drills. And my thought was, particularly in a game where you know the Packers are going to get theirs. And we know Heineke's strengths. Why wouldn't you do that for the entire game? Go no huddle, two-minute drill.
Where does no huddle factor in that?
Well, generally, a two-minute drill, you're running no huddle.
Oh, you're saying two-minute drill. Right.
So just run as many plays as you possibly can. Ole Miss. Be Ole Miss.
Just accept it's going to be a shootout, particularly this week. And this kind of plays to Heineke's strengths,
mm-hmm.
where he has a firm grasp of the offense. You don't give the defense time to react. And you just roll it.
Well, the problem is if you don't, you know, keep the ball and move the chains, you're putting the defense right back on the field, and they're going to be gassed by like mid-second
quarter.
Well,
the defense already sucks.
I'm just saying.
They already suck.
That's the negative.
Of accepting the defense sucking, looking at the analytics, and seeing this might be the way you're better served.
It may be, but do you really want to get in a shootout with Aaron Rodgers? That's what you have to ask.
What makes you think that Taylor could do that for four quarters?
Here's the thing.
I don't know.
I'm going to work with him on it, okay? Right. We're going to lose anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we at least go out and shoot?
Just try?
Yeah. We're going to lose. So you're not going to beat Aaron Rodgers. The only way you might beat him maybe is if you tried something totally outside the box.
And look, the offense may be better. you know, we don't know Scott Turner.
I think
we don't know if Scott
Turner
is a good offensive coordinator.
I think the only way you're going to beat him is if you create short fields. You somehow turn the ball over for Aaron Rodgers. You create short fields.
Okay, he did that last week and lost by 18.
And you keep the ball out of Rodgers' hands.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. My point is, I think, and even though they've got a bunch of guys banged up at wide receiver, they are better served with three receivers on the field versus two tight ends, two running backs. You roll three receivers out. You use Heinicke in hurry-up offense. I think you're going to score more points. And I know points every week hasn't been the problem, but they're coming off a game where they faced the worst defense in the league, which was worse than Washington, and they put up 13 points.
I don't hate the concept, but it's just hard with, you know, guys being banged up. McLaurin's coming into the game with a hamstring injury.
McLaurin's fine.
Ricky Seals-Jones is coming in with a quad injury. Samuel,
you know, Gibson's hurt.
Samuel is not going to play. I mean, I'd be shocked if he played. You know, 5 weeks from now,
Are you saying don't even run the ball at all?
I'm saying work out of
just
a
work
no
out
huddle,
the no huddle 2 minute
fast paced offense,
or 2 minute offense
with three receivers on the field because the success rates are higher. They just are. It's math, statistics.
Yeah, I just don't think that would.
I don't
work.
Hate the concept. I just think that it would devolve into like a 45-21 win for the Packers.
Okay, but
you're just gonna give
if you're
going to
roll Heinicke
the
out
too.
There, I think he's shown that is one of his strengths. When they have run kind of the no huddle, spread guys out.
I just think the defense will eventually adjust to that. And the weakness for this offense is if you have Heinicke drop back 50 times. I don't think you want that.
Oh, and EB, you'd be sized. No, another statistic that they threw in there, which kind of has to do with two-minute drills, is from 2010 through 2016, NFL kickers, if you're fascinated by kickers, averaged 13 field goals collectively of 55 yards or longer during the season.
Mm-hmm.
So during the entire season, there'd be 13 field goals, 55 yards or longer. 2017 through 2020, the average has jumped to 23. Kickers are better. They've improved.
Yeah.
Have bigger legs, can hit those long kicks more
all
frequently.
All I'm saying is I appreciate the skill of kickers, and it's a skill I always practice.
By the way, we're going to analyze the kicking game for as long as Blewett's on this roster for the rest of the year.
Well, kickers,
more than we've ever done before.
Right. Well, kickers are always under
scrutiny,
especially when they get cold or you bring in a new one. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, there's no doubt about it. I don't think it's that dissimilar from, you could tweak it a little bit and be like when Peyton would just go to line of scrimmage and just call plays at the line of scrimmage. You know, and it wasn't necessarily fast, but you take out the huddle and then it's up to his discretion when he wants to snap it.
Defense can't sub as often.
Yeah.
They, in turn, can get tired.
I'm willing to do it
you
because I also
momentum.
Think it's a strength of Heinicke's.
Right. Play to his strengths.
I don't necessarily want him dropping back 50 times, as Jason says, but I do want him to run around and just be a little more spontaneous and just standing in the pocket all day is not going to work.
Maybe they'll play a little
faster.
And
also, you got nothing to lose.
You got nothing to lose.
You're 10-point dogs.
You're terrible.
At this point.
They know they're terrible.
Right.
You know.
What are you pointing at?
His camera went off for a while.
This time
it wasn't his paper.
There's always shenanigans. I mean, what can I do?
I don't know.
I'm the worst at delivering lip reading, I think.
That's
why I was just pointing at the camera.
Are you out on JP's?
I think it's an amateur idea, to be honest with you.
Because?
Well, you're going to tire out your own defense. You're going to tire out your receivers running long routes every time.
But don't you agree we're going to lose anyway?
Of course, but I thought they did a good job last week staying in the game for half.
It was just because Casey played so awful, and Mahomes throwing the ball away.
We've seen the Packers play awful this year.
Once.
So
look, there are some colleges that do this. Ole Miss does it. Tennessee
can modify
does it.
It too.
Central Florida does it, but it's college. I mean,
I know,
this is the NFL.
But
it's
been established.
But we've seen it in the NFL.
I think you
stop anybody.
For what? When?
Just not every drive of a game, but you've seen teams – shake it
up
within games, and might be a quarter, might be two drives where they go, hey, we're just going to hurry up.
Look, I don't have a problem doing it within a game on a certain possession or two, but you can't do it for 60 minutes.
I would argue to almost flip all the way around and just bleed the clock all the way down to one for every snap.
Of course.
Keep the ball.
This team is so bad, I want to play Bill Callahan football when he was here, when he was the interim head coach.
Yes. Just keep the ball out of Rodgers' hands.
I want to bleed the clock down to 2 or 1 every time. Shorten the game. Less Aaron Rodgers possessions.
Right.
Don't get involved in a bloodbath.
Yeah, but I want to give my offense the best chance.
Game manager, and that's what he sucks
I want to give my offense the best chance to succeed, and that has been kind of a talk about mixed messaging. At one point, he wants Heinicke to be a game manager. Then he's saying, yeah, Heinicke should be himself a run around. Right. This, I think, would play to Heinicke's strength. I'm not saying you have to do it. You're right, Drab. It's a little outrageous to say do it every drive. But I see teams do it occasionally within games.
Right. Well, we would occasionally do it within games.
I think they should do it a little more. Drive, like, you just come out with tempo, and you run the huddle and see what happens.
Three-receiver set.
You have nothing to lose. The season has gone sideways already.
Every coach always says they want to play with tempo. That even if they're huddling, it would be a fast huddle, up to the line of scrimmage fast. You know, and then the coaches could talk to the quarterbacks longer.
Right.
You know, that sort of thing. Doesn't always happen, but they all preach that.
I think we had a PFF expert on a few weeks ago who said, huddling is just stupid. Like, why are you huddling?
Yeah.
Just get to the line.
Well, who was it? I think it was
take
Peyton.
Take that advantage.
You know, Peyton and Eli, one thing is Peyton always emphasizes, another reason why, he says, you know, oh, yeah, McVay's talking to him all the way up until the 17 seconds. Mm-hmm. Like, these coaches, they're talking to these quarterbacks, so the sooner you get up there, they're, you know, you don't realize how much they're absorbing from the coach.
Right. Absolutely.
Each play.
We know 1% of what's going on.
Yeah, of course.
All we're just watching.
He's talking to them all the way up to it.
All right. So one of the topics that we brought up earlier in the show was the Deshaun Watson possibly to Miami. And then what does Miami do with Tua? Maybe comes to Washington. Let's ask our good friend JLC about that.
Jason,
what he's hearing.
Yep. Jason Lockefora.
And would he support it?
Odyssey NFL Insider joins us next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.